Hello and welcome to this audio tour of Yeats & Son. This exhibition looks at the artistic achievements of two members of the Yeats family, the acclaimed Irish painter Jack B. Yeats and his father, the portrait artist John Butler Yeats. Although both men were gifted artists, John and Jack were vastly different in terms of personality, painting style and creative expression. John Butler Yeats was born in County Down in 1839 to a wealthy family. After his education at Trinity College Dublin, he began a career as a lawyer before taking up painting full-time in 1867. John was a gifted portrait painter and his late works especially show great sensitivity towards his subjects. However, he found it difficult to finish work, obsessing over small details. And although he won many commissions, he rarely finished paintings and received payment. And for that reason, he was never financially secure. John married Susan Pollexfen, the daughter of a wealthy Sligo family, and together they had four children who lived into adulthood. The poet William Butler Yeats was their eldest child. Two highly creative and talented daughters, Elizabeth and Susan, also known as Lily and Lolly, followed soon afterwards. Jack was their youngest and was born in London in 1871. Due to the precarious state of the family's finances, Jack and his siblings spent extended periods of time at their mother's home in County Sligo. At the end of one of these long visits when Jack was about 8 years of age, it was decided that he would stay with his grandparents on a more permanent basis. The years that followed were an incredibly happy time for Jack. He was doted on by his loving grandparents William and Elizabeth Pollexfen. And there can be no doubt of the influence that Sligo had on his life and work from that time onwards. Once, many years later, when asked about his lack of a formal art school education, Jack replied that Sligo was my school and the sky above it. Jack enjoyed an incredibly long career as an artist. He was paid for his first drawing when he was still just a teenager, and he finished his last great oil at the age of 83. While Jack's subject matter remained more or less constant throughout this long period of time, his style underwent significant changes and the meaning that he imbued in his work became more mystical as time went on. A marked change came in the mid-1920s and from that time onwards he dedicated himself to a highly romantic and expressionistic way of working.